It's Thursday, September 2nd, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Firefighters were able to battle gusty winds overnight, helping to slow the spread of the Caldor fire further east toward Nevada. The blaze grew by more than 6,200 acres yesterday, the smallest single-day expansion since Saturday. Weather conditions are expected to be better for fire crews today. Here's incident meteorologist Jim Dudley.
We lost the winds aloft. It's a good day today to not have gusty winds up on the ridges. What we are going to have are terrain-driven winds.
Dudley says that means some places in the blaze are actually able to generate their own wind when the sun hits the area, and that could mean swirling and variable wind throughout the day. But the forecast is still better than the last few days.
Humidities are a little bit better today. Overnight recoveries were better. And I don't expect any really, really low humidities out there today. So the main thing, less ridgeline wind, terrain-driven winds driving this thing, and a little better humidity, but it's still dry.
Evacuation orders remain in effect in Douglas County for the lower and upper Kingsbury areas. The American Red Cross is transferring evacuees from Carson City and Gardnerville sites to Reno. Douglas County residents are still allowed at the Douglas County Community and Senior Center. All other evacuees are being directed to go to the Reno Sparks Convention Center on South Virginia Street in Reno. Small and large pets and their people are welcome at the Reno Sparks Livestock Event Center. People can also dry camp at the Lyon County Fairgrounds or Dayton Event Center Rodeo Grounds. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, all people arriving at the Red Cross shelters in Reno must wear a face covering and undergo a health screening before entering. For more information on evacuations and shelters, you can visit our website at KUNR.org. Lake Tahoe utility providers are reporting low water levels after some residents left hoses and sprinklers running to protect their property against the encroaching Caldor fire. Now there are concerns that the low levels could hamper firefighting efforts. Residents who left their water running are being asked to contact the utility in order to have the provider shut off their service. Washoe County health officials say August was the worst month of the pandemic since January. KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
Washoe County reported 388 new COVID-19 cases on August 31st, the highest number of daily cases since early January. The county also reported 47 COVID-related deaths last month. That's the most deaths in a single month since last winter's surge. In comparison, health officials reported just 5 deaths in June and July each. 739 people in Washoe County have died from COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic last year. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
Carson City Schools will require all students, parents, teachers, and staff to wear a mask indoors and on buses today, regardless of vaccination status. The district announced the new mask requirement yesterday. The district's Board of Trustees unanimously voted in July to reopen schools without a mask mandate, but they reversed the decision after the district reported more than 500 students have already been excluded from class this school year due to exposure or possible exposure to the coronavirus. District officials say the new requirement will stay in place at least throughout the month of September. The former head of Elko County Schools is stepping out of retirement to serve as the district's interim superintendent. The Elko Daily Free Press reports the school board tapped Jeff Zander to lead the district while the board continues to search for a new leader. Zander worked for the district for more than 30 years, including 10 as superintendent before retiring in 2018. He will replace Michelle Robinson, who abruptly resigned from the position in June, just over a year into her 3-year contract. Zander will also have to contend with the recent resignation of 5 of the district's 7 trustees in August. The board has faced contentious debate about mask mandates, staff vaccine requirements, and COVID-19 testing. Those are your morning news headlines for Thursday, September 2nd. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.